Welcome to Gun and Country Radio, a program that discusses current events in life scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. This week's program is about transgenderism, and you know the big story. In March, Governor DeSantis and the Republican Florida legislature passed a law banning classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity in K through second grades. And parents also have the right to sue the school if the policy is violated. The ethics behind the law is that only parents should decide when and in what way children should be introduced to LGBTQ and transgenderism. And of course, the left went to war against DeSantis and this law because they want LGBTQ and transgenderism normalized. In their worldview, if gender is a choice, we should be teaching our children in kindergarten about transgenderism just like we used to teach kindergartners that there are boys and girls and mommies and daddies. So if transgenderism is right, as the left believes, why wouldn't we want to teach it to young children? So they've called the DeSantis bill the Don't Say Gay bill, as if it's censoring, silencing, or persecuting LGBTQ. I mean, imagine if there was a law passed in the 1950s that teachers could not teach K through second graders anything about the family or about gender distinctions. You know, that would be outrageous. It's the responsibility of teachers to pass on to the next generation basic universal cultural values. So since the LGBTQ community considers their values just as right and virtuous as traditional family values, why should there be any censorship of LGBTQ values? Why should only the parents be allowed to talk about this with their children? So we understand their argument, but their worldview is simply wrong. I mean, there is such a thing as right and wrong, and laws against evil and immorality are not to be viewed as a persecution against the evil and the immoral, but that's righteousness. The devil and false teachers need to be stopped. It's not as if laws against murder is the persecution of murderers. But in a world that calls evil good and good evil, all these things are reversed. Teaching traditional family values is called homophobic evil, and teaching transgenderism is called love. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute light for darkness and darkness for light. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. So, this God and Country audience doesn't need another lesson about the immorality of transgenderism. Most of us know what the Bible has to say about all this. In the beginning, God created them male and female. But what we do need to be reminded of is how widespread transgenderism is in our nation. This is not a minority position like many conservatives are claiming. How destructive this is to young people. How it will not be overturned by common sense, as some conservatives are saying. And we need to be reminded that transgenderism will never be normalized, but will soon be stopped by divine judgment. And we need to be reminded how God is allowing this immorality to build up the true church. So those are my points. First, transgenderism is more widespread than we realize. Notice the outrage against this law in Florida, when yet it's only applied to K through second grade. What happens in the third grade? When the children are just as impressionable, the school can still go on to indoctrinate children in transgenderism, teaching this immoral position that gender is a choice. And you might feel like a girl, so you should be a girl, or you might feel like a boy, so you should become a boy. And at the very least, all of you children should accept other people's choice of gender. So really, this Florida bill was anemic, it was cowardice, And notice that there was no positive moral imperative to teach that one must be conformed to one's God-given biological gender. Because the politicians and the public have been so influenced by secular relativism that they're unable to teach God's natural law, because they've been duped into thinking that would be unfair and unjust for the schools to teach any norms that would align with Christian truth. The Florida legislators, even the conservative ones, have been deceived by this lie of neutrality. So in that sense, the legislators are already in the same camp as the humanist left. These legislators don't have the conviction to mandate the teaching of God's truth in public schools. They aren't turning back to God. They're just turning back to some old moral values for the sake of self-preservation. But a return to God and a returning to the teaching of God's moral law as the law of the land is the only thing that will turn back this transgender movement. But legislators won't do it. So transgenderism will eventually win. Because, again, the legislators are unwilling to turn fully back to God. They can believe they can hold on to some old values on the basis of parental or personal freedoms alone, but that will not work. Now, the LGBTQ political lobby operates on the principle that you never surrender an inch. So, of course, they're going to complain about the Florida law, and they're going to use that law to raise money for their organizations. But I'm sure they are laughing at conservatives behind closed doors. They're saying, we still got them. These naive conservatives are still letting us indoctrinate children in 3rd through 12th grade. So we've got the educational system in our pocket. The public schools are the church of secular humanism. So the very fact that the politicians are hamstrung and not being able to confront transgenderism with God's truth shows us just how widespread transgenderism is in America. Now, it's not that the majority of Americans are transgender, but the majority of Americans still live by the satanic philosophy of do what thou wilt, and that's the whole of the law. Personal freedom is their highest value, where people should be able to make whatever moral choice they want, because people shouldn't be forced to follow any religious moral values. Because apparently in secularism, that would be unfair. And that's the satanic lie that has taken over America. You know, as is often said, the sin of Sodom was not homosexuality, because every resident in Sodom wasn't homosexual. The sin of Sodom was in agreeing and permitting the immoral freedom of the Sodomites. And I've said this before, and I have to say it here again. Homosexual marriage and the LGBTQ agenda did not win in America because their lobbyists had an effective political strategy. It won in America because the ideology of personal autonomy and non-religion was already entrenched in the American mind, mostly due to having the Bible prohibited in public schools for the last 40 years. And so LGBTQ just walked right into power. And whenever God is thrown out, and he's thrown out when his word is banned, immorality and every type of crime will break out. Here's a news article. Against all odds, mother tells how her daughter and every one of her friends are suddenly trans. Quote, a mom writing for Substack, Parents with Inconvenient Truths About Trans, explains what's really happening in the grassroots youth culture. She starts her article with this: my teenage daughter has decided that she's trans. So have all of her friends, not some of them, not most of them, every single one. The mother writes that her daughter showed no signs of gender dysphoria and had never even heard the word transgender before enrolling her in her new school. That's where she met a group of nerdy, artsy kids. They began to look into all things transgender on the internet. Then one day, Shazam, they were all suddenly trans. They no longer had any desire to speak with cis kids. How can a bunch of kids suddenly all be trans? Well, it's what's called social contagion. When a group of people start imitating each other to fit in. To go on to quote the article here, the trans ideology of today is similar to the skinheads of the 1980s. Insecure, lonely, rebellious kids, frequently bored, and many angry at their parents, and they're looking for an outlet. This is the perfect breeding ground for recruiters from outlier subculture groups like skinheads or transgenders. Both groups offer a built-in social structure, acceptance, and a sense of belonging to a group of outsiders who have never belonged to anything. More important, both groups have the ability to make kids feel special because both groups offer purpose and both groups consider themselves victims. Victimhood to many is comfortable. A Pittsburgh study from last year states that roughly 10% of teens under 18 identify as gender diverse. Well, that's 5 times higher than a national estimate, and it's likely garbage. People actually suffering from gender dysphoria are rare, but teens craving attention, acceptance, rebellion, and purpose are innumerable. The odds of an entire group of friends all being trans is minuscule. It would be nice to think that the trans craze is just a bunch of kids being kids, but the truth is terrifying. Hair dye, piercings, and punk clothing are temporal. One can even have a tattoo removed these days, but having your gender physically altered with drugs or surgery is a whole other level of being the new me. So, if we know these teens frequently go through a rebellious phase, why would adults allow them to pick their gender and mutilate their bodies permanently? Marxists are on board because it's part of their plan to topple the United States. They are groomers and recruiters, unquote, PJ Media, against all odds. Well, from the Bible, we know why children are transitioning. Because children respond to what they've been taught. Luke chapter 6, verse 40, Jesus said, "A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher." And what we have allowed in America is immoral false teachers, like the priests of Baal, who are teaching the practices of godlessness. And it doesn't take many teachers or administrators in public school for transgenderism to be normalized. Only 2 or 3 in the building. Because the opposing traditional view is silenced. No traditional values teacher is allowed to tell children that what is right is for them to follow their biological gender and gender roles. But the trans teacher is allowed to say, you can be whatever gender you want to be, and it's okay to have 2 mommies and daddies. There is an ideological and legal bias that favors transgenderism. They own the culture because Christian truth is silenced under the guise of separation of church and state. And more evidence that transgenderism is widespread. We have an entire political party in America that is pushing transgenderism, the Democrat Party, that in many places gets over 50% of the vote. And the President of the United States, after the Florida law was passed, made an official video celebrating transgenderism. Quote from Joe Biden, "To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are. Made in the image of God and deserving of respect, dignity, and support, we know it is hard. And there are many out there who don't see you and don't respect you. For example, the onslaught of anti-transgender state laws attacking you and your family is simply wrong." Well, there Biden is talking about the administration's opposition to this new Florida law. Because the administration actually wants K through second graders to be indoctrinated in transgenderism. Biden goes on to say, "This administration is standing up for you against all of these hateful bills. and we're committed to advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, and in housing and healthcare systems, everywhere, simply everywhere. Unquote. In other words, this administration fully believes people should be able to choose the gender of their choice, and that should be pushed, and any opposition to that is being hateful. So the goal here is to normalize transgenderism. And any moral opposition to transgenderism is considered violence, discrimination. And again, this is how widespread the transgender movement is. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services put out a document called Gender Affirming Care and Young People, classifying puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and gender affirming surgery for children as gender affirmative medical care. Here's another article. MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS cheerleads Disney amid battle with DeSantis. Notice that all of the major media is for transgenderism. And recently, Fox News hired Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, as a Fox News contributor. And the CEO of Fox, Suzanne Scott, made the statement, she, Caitlyn Jenner, is a trailblazer in the LGBTQ plus community, and her illustrious career spans a variety of fields that will be a tremendous asset for our audience. So you see, the management of Fox News is also pro-LGBTQ and this gender is your choice ideology. I saw another one of those bumper stickers the other day that had the rainbow and said, love is love. Which means that in our culture, morality is being defined by whatever people want to love. They could love Satan. They could love pedophilia. Man's affections are the basis for moral law, not the law of God. And that's why the transgender movement will never be turned back unless our nation fully returns to a belief that there is a God who has revealed his moral will in Scripture. Hearing from conservative pundits that this recent pushback against transgenderism in schools is a sign that the current administration is out of touch with the American people. That 80% of the public is against transgenderism being taught in public schools. I just heard Clay Travis and Buck Sexton say the other day that common sense will eventually kick in and transgenderism will be defeated. And we're hearing conservatives say, go woke and go broke, that if Disney starts including transgender characters, you know, which they've already been doing for years, that the public will stop patronizing Disney. Well, first, I don't think it will make that much of a difference in their bottom line. But second, you really have to understand these people who are promoting LGBTQ in corporate America. They don't care about the money. They're exactly like what Elon Musk said about the possibility of buying Twitter. He said, this is not a way of making money, but my strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization. I don't care about the economics at all. Well, that's the same way those who believe in transgenderism feel about their cause. They don't care about the money. Sexual liberation is their higher value, and they don't care if they run a business into the ground as long as they stood for transgenderism. And you know, I remember hearing the same thing back 20 years ago, that the public would never accept homosexual marriage and businesses would go broke if they supported homosexual marriages. But that was not actually the case. The ideology of moral relativism had permeated the culture. And the courts did not believe in values that had any religious base. So homosexual marriage was inevitable. So also with this transgender movement. The problem with popular conservatism today, as I said earlier, is that they're trying to promote traditional values for the sake of self-preservation and wanting to do without a full return to Christ. They want to do it on the basis of the Constitution or in the basis of some sort of freedom for conservative families. But be warned, it's not going to work. Because the nation that abandons God will only go in one direction. Down. Psalm 9:17. The wicked will return to Sheol, even all nations who forget God. So nothing less than full repentance and revival will turn a nation around. Oh, by the way, did you know that Planned Parenthood is getting into the transgender business? Planned Parenthood locations are distributing hormone treatments and getting into the gender reassignment surgery business. Well, of course, because the same demonic influence that inspires the murder of babies also inspires transgenderism. These people are in a war against God. And this is the prophecy, for the Bible prophesies that at the end of this age, there'll be a great outbreak of evil. Revelation 12:12, woe to the earth because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he only has a short time. But here's the positive message. The reason why God is allowing this great outbreak of evil is because it draws the line in the sand between those who are on Satan's side and those who are on God's side. What is happening in our culture is making a clear delineation between those who are in submission to God and those who are in rebellion. And this movement towards sexual immorality is showing in the physical world where people stand spiritually, so that there's no mistake. As we read in Revelation 3:10, what will come at the end is an hour of testing, an hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell upon the earth. Whether they will go with the Antichrist agenda and his immorality, or with Christ and his moral law, the choice couldn't be any more clear in our day. The Christian periodical World Magazine had an article last month about those who have come out of the transgender lifestyle, those who are said to be detransitioning because they came to learn transgenderism is a lie. The problem was not that they were born in the wrong body. The problem was that they weren't coming to Christ. The article featured Laura Perry and her transition into being a man and then her return to womanhood. And her return began when one night she said a prayer to surrender her life to Christ and to ask for forgiveness of her sins. Then she became convicted over her male identity. And she thought, what would God call her? Jake or Laura? She realized God created Laura, but Jake was her own creation and her own work was a disaster. But if God created her, couldn't she trust him to define her? For Laura Perry and all those who detransition, coming to Christ means suffering. But she denied herself, she took up her cross, and she followed Christ. She writes, my story is not about transgenderism. It's about the gospel. I didn't know how to fix myself, but I came to the end of myself, and God redeemed me. So the only way to stop the evil and the rebellion of transgenderism is for people to become new creations in Christ through the new birth. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. There's a whole lot more that needs to be said on this subject that I didn't have time to include. For that, you need to go to my extended video version of this program on YouTube and Rumble at the channel God and Country Biblical Exposition. This is video 211 and program 584. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us, your people, to remember that the only solution to sin is Christ and the new birth. Thank you so much for breaking the chains of sin. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.